And that energy says, gee, I'd really like to talk to my sister, but I haven't talked to her in a long time. And all of a sudden the telephone rings and there's a feeling in here. And that feeling says, gee, I bet you that's my sister. And you pick it up and sure enough, that's her. That's her calling you. And you everybody that's out there has these kinds of experiences. You have a thought about something. I can remember one time having a thought about getting my screen doors fixed. And I had been given a hard time at home about get your screen doors fixed. And I just hate fixing screen doors. And I was driving down the freeway and I looked to my left and passing me was a truck that said, we will fix your screen doors. And I thought, this is synchronicity and work. And I followed that truck and I got his number and I called him and I had the screen doors fixed before I even got home that evening through a telephone call. And we often think these kinds of things that we call synchronicity or we call sort of a serendipity or a collaboration with fate, that they're accidental. But there's no accidents in this universe. Every thought that you have is a thought that is an energy. And that energy, when it is sent out, connects to something else. And everything in this universe is connected. Every tree that you see in this scene right here, every single bug that's out there, all of the thoughts that you have, all of the human beings, there's a philosophy that says that a butterfly flows his wings in New York, that it affects the winds in Tokyo, all around the world. So that's synchronicity. But there's a fourth way of getting strawberry ice cream, and that's the way that I dream about and think about. It's called unity consciousness. And this is where you have a thought, gee, I'd really like to have some strawberry ice cream. And you manifest it. In the scriptures, this is called the gift of fish and loaves, that you live at such a high level of consciousness that whatever it is you place your attention on shows up and you become the creator or the co-creator of your life. But those are the four ways of getting strawberry ice cream. The first is quite easy. You have a thought and you go out and get it. The second is you have a thought and someone else does it for you. That third one called synchronicity, that's one in which you can begin to see that when you have a thought, you have the power to attract into your life what you're thinking about, even though you may not be consciously aware of it. You can literally negotiate the presence of what you place your attention on. And ultimately, even the least among you can do all that I have done and even greater things. And this means that we all have that capacity to have the gift of fish and loaves in our lives or to manifest what we would like. Basically, there are three levels of consciousness that I like to speak about. They go from low to high. The lowest level of consciousness is what I call ego consciousness. And it's the time when we believe that who we are is our bodies and what we can do and what we have and what other people think of us. We essentially believe we're separate from everyone else and we're separate from what we would like to attract into our life. We're separate from God. And we go through our lives sort of believing that we are so special and so important, more so than others, and in competition with others. And then there's a level of consciousness that I call group consciousness. And this may be higher than ego consciousness, but it still causes a lot of problems. This is where we begin to identify ourselves in terms of the groups we belong to. I'm an American, you're a Canadian. I am male, you are female. I'm Republican, you are Democrat. I am Muslim, you are Catholic, and on they go. And ultimately, we create an enormous amount of conflicts and ultimately wars over this group identification. But there's a third level of consciousness, is the one that I've always aspired to and try to teach people to go to, and that's called mystical consciousness, or unity consciousness, or even God consciousness. And this consciousness is one in which we begin to see ourselves not as separate from each other, but as connected to each other. And when we see another human being, we see the unfolding of spirit rather than their appearance, what color they are, what shape their eyes may be, what their belief systems or cultures they belong to. That all gets shifted into seeing the connection between all of us.